The 2016 Turnbull-Morrison budget is a story of environmental neglect and rising emissions, according to key environment groups. The Australian Conservation Foundation says Malcolm Turnbull has chosen the interests of big polluters over those of the community by keeping subsidies for the fossil fuel industry while cutting spending on environmental initiatives. Meanwhile, the Climate Institute says this year's budget shows the government doesn't have a plan for the future, let alone a plan for climate change. Catherine Zengerer reports from Parliament House in Canberra.
While Environment Minister Greg Hunt was keen to promote a $171 million package for the Great Barrier Reef 2050 Plan and the Reef Trust, the ACF is worried the majority of the spending won't occur until 2019, and the funding comes at the expense of other environment programs. Matthew Rose is their chief economist. He was in the budget lockup.
When the reef's going through its the greatest bleaching event in history, absolutely welcome that the government's found some money. Unfortunately, a lot of the money is from existing environment programs, so it's come from other areas in the environment, and the environment's an inadequately funded portfolio to start with, so you're moving money around. And then the extra money only begins in the budget year 2019-20. The money's needed now, and so it's a bit of an accounting trick to say we're spending $170 million when the money's going to start being spent in 4 years' time outside the budget estimates.
The ACF says the budget is a missed opportunity to show leadership on nature and climate action.
It's been a very underwhelming budget this year for Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison in their first go at an environment budget. We've seen a cut of 17% in the environment portfolio over the 4 years of the Ford estimates. We haven't seen any extra commitment for climate change or for renewable energy. We've seen a continuing commitment to fossil fuel subsidies, which are a big barrier to any action on climate change. So, very disappointing budget.
Matthew Rose says the failure to address fossil fuel subsidies is not only a big hit to the environment, it's also a big hit to the budget's bottom line.
Estimates from last night show about $26 billion over the next 4 years. So, it's quite a lot of money in subsidies to business.
And any rationale given for why they weren't prepared to address that?
No, none whatsoever. Lots of powerful interests, like the mining industry, the agricultural industry, obviously have an interest in protecting that stuff. So it's business as usual on fuel tax credits, unfortunately.
If you're in the fossil fuel industry, what about the renewable energy sector?
Nothing there, just confirmation of the $1 billion in cuts that they announced in March when they announced that they were going to merge the CEFC and ARENA and their funding. So we've gone backwards on renewable energy, I guess, in this budget.
Matthew Rose, Chief Economist with the Australian Conservation Foundation. There was no new funding for the government's Emission Reduction Fund, which the Climate Institute says will run out of money before the end of the year. CEO John Connor says with no new funding budgeted, the government's much-touted jobs and growth are at risk in the carbon farming and other emission reduction industries.
That's a big problem because it will leave a significant hole for those industries who are trying to build up a business in this area, because we'll have to wait until they'll have to wait to the next May budget. There's a government review of policies which is now at the moment set for late in next year. Industry is being tossed into an ocean of uncertainty through the budget.
And yet Scott Morrison, the Treasurer, was very keen to talk about the budget providing certainty for business with company tax cuts going forward over a 10-year period so that businesses know what they're dealing with in terms of their costs. What were the signals then coming out from the budget for the renewable energy industry and that sector?
Well, in that area also, we've seen no developments. And so this budget needs to be understood against the backdrop of rising emissions in Australia. We've seen 5.5% increase in emissions from the electricity sector in the last couple of years, for example. And the government's own projections will have Australia's emissions rising almost 30 million tonnes per year through to 2020. Most importantly, though, we've also seen a stagnating investment in the renewable energy sector as the government's slashed the renewable energy target and left political uncertainty there. The biggest problem now, because we did see both the parties agree on a reduced renewable energy target is that we have an oversupply. And the biggest problem blocking innovation, the word the government loves to be using, is the fact that we've got these big clunking coal-fired power stations generating oversupply. Unless we have a plan for removing those power stations, then the renewable energy industry is still going to be stuck in the doldrums. And we saw nothing about that in last night's budget.
So is this a government that's serious about action on climate change?
Well, last night was an example of them kicking the can down the road. I think that, being most generous, you could say this was a plan for planned obsolescence for the Abbott Direct Action Plan. It's just simply going to run out of cash and focus later this year, and so they're going to have to deal with that. But at worst, it's a plan for uncertainty and confusion amongst carbon reduction, but also the energy industry. Perhaps in reality it is just a plan to kick the can down the road so they can get beyond the election and we can all take this a bit more seriously.
John Connor, CEO of the Climate Institute, ending that report by Catherine Zengerer.